Book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1. Paul, a called apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the will of Elohim, and Sosthenes, the brother, to the congregation of Yahweh which is in Corinth. Those having been sanctified in Messiah Yahshua, called out saints, with all those calling on the name of our Master Yahshua Messiah in every place, both theirs and ours. Grace to you, and peace, from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. I give thanks to my Elohim always concerning you for the grace of Elohim given to you in Messiah Yahshua, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Messiah was confirmed in you. So that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting the revelation of our Master, Yahshua Messiah, who also will confirm you until the end, blameless in the day of our Master Yahshua Messiah. Yahweh is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Yahshua Messiah our Master. Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Master Yahshua Messiah that you all say the same thing, and there be no divisions among you. But you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. For concerning you, my brothers, it was shown to me by those of Chloe that there are disputes among you. But I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul. And I of Apollos. And I of Cephas. And I of Messiah. Has Messiah been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? I give thanks to Elohim that I did not baptize any one of you, except Crispus and Gaius, so that no man could say that I baptized in my own name. And I also baptized the house of Stephanas. For the rest, I do not know if I baptized any other. For Messiah did not send me to baptize, but to announce the good news, not in wisdom of words, lest the torture stake of Messiah be made of no effect. For the word of the torture stake is foolishness to those being lost, but to us being saved, it is the power of Elohim. For it has been written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the understanding of the prudent ones. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the lawyer of this world? Did Elohim not make the wisdom of this world foolish? Because since all the wisdom that Elohim had given was not sufficient for the world to know Elohim. Yahweh was pleased, though, to save the ones believing through the simpleness of the good news. And since Jews ask for a sign, and Arameans seek wisdom, we, on the other hand, preach Messiah crucified, truly an offense to Jews, and foolishness to Arameans. But to the called out ones, both to Jews and to Arameans, Messiah is the power of Elohim and the wisdom of Elohim. Because the foolish thing of Elohim is wiser than men, and the weak thing of Elohim is stronger than men. For consider your own calling, brethren, that there are not many wise according to worldly things, nor many mighty, not many of noble birth. But Elohim chose the foolish ones of the world that the wise might be put to shame, and Elohim chose the weak ones of the world so that he might put to shame the strong things. And he has chosen those of humble families in the world, and the lowly, and them who are insignificant, in order to belittle them who think themselves important. So that no flesh might boast in his presence. But you also belong to him through Messiah Yahshua, who was made to us wisdom from Elohim, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that even as it has been written, he that glories, let him glory in Yahweh. Chapter 2. And when I came to you, my brethren, I did not preach to you the mystery of Elohim in magnificent speech, nor in wisdom. For I decided not to know anything among you except Yahshua Messiah, and him having been crucified. And I was with you in much reverence for Elohim, and in much trembling. And my word and my preaching was not in enticing words of human wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit, and with power. That your faith might not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. But we speak wisdom among those who have comprehension, but not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, those being brought to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of Elohim in a mystery, having been hidden, which Elohim ordained before the world for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age has known. For if they had known, they would not have crucified the Master of glory, according as it has been written. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, nor has it risen up into the heart of man, the things which Elohim has prepared for those that love him. But Elohim revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of Elohim. For who among men knows the things of a man, except the spirit of a man within him? So also no one has known the things of Elohim except the spirit of Elohim. But we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit from Elohim, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us by Elohim. For the things which we discuss are not dependent on the knowledge of words and man's wisdom, but on the teaching of the Holy Spirit, thus explaining spiritual things with the spiritual-minded. But the material man rejects the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, and he is not able to know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual man discerns everything, and yet no man is able to discern him. For, who has known the mind of Yahweh that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah. Chapter 3. And, brothers, I was not able to speak to you as to spiritual ones, but as to worldly ones, even as to babes in Messiah. I gave you milk to drink, and not meat, for you were not then able, and even now you are not ready for it. Because you are still worldly, for as long as there is among you jealousy, and strife, and divisions, are you not worldly and still following the material things? For when one may say, truly I am of Paul, and another, I of Apollos, are you not worldly? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, and each one is gifted as Yahweh gave to him? I planted, Apollos watered, but Elohim produced the increase. So then neither he who plants, nor he who waters deserves the credit, but Elohim who gives the increase. Thus the planter and the waterer are equal, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we labor together with Elohim, and you are Elohim's work, and you are a building of Elohim. According to the grace of Elohim given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, but another builds on it. But let each one be careful how he builds. For no one is able to lay any other foundation beside the one having been laid, who is Yahshua Messiah. And if anyone builds on this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, straw, the work of each will be revealed. For the day will make it known, because it is revealed in fire. And the fire will prove the work of each, what sort it is. If the work of anyone which he built survives, he will receive his reward. And the one whose work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he will be delivered, but so as through fire. Do you not know that you are a sanctuary of Elohim, and the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you? And whoever defiles the sanctuary of Elohim, Elohim will destroy. For the sanctuary of Elohim is holy, which you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone thinks to be wise among you in this age, let him become foolish, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Elohim. For it has been written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours, and you are Messiah's, and Messiah is Elohim's. Chapter 4. This is the way that you should consider us, as servants of Messiah and stewards of the mysteries of Elohim. Moreover, it is sought among stewards that one be found faithful. But to me it is a small thing that I should be judged by you, or by anyone else. But neither do I judge myself. For I know nothing of myself, but I have not been justified by this, but he judging me is Yahweh. Then do not judge anything before the time, until Master Yahweh comes, who will both shed light on the hidden things of darkness and will reveal the counsels of the hearts. And then praise will be to each one from Elohim. And brothers, I transferred these things to myself and Apollos because of you, that in our example, you may learn not to think above what has been written, that you not be puffed up, one over the other. For who makes you to differ? And what do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive? You are already satisfied, you already became rich, you have become strong without our counsel. And oh that you really were kings, so that we also might reign with you. For I think that Elohim set us out last, the apostles, as appointed to death. Because we became a spectacle to the world, even to angels and to men. We are fools for the sake of Messiah, but you are wise in Messiah. We are weak, but you are strong. You are praised, but we are despised. Even until this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are mistreated, and have no permanent home. And labor, working with our own hands. Being cursed, we bless. Persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have become as filth of the world, the scum wiped off by all until now. I do not write these things to make you feel ashamed, but warning you as my beloved children. For if you should have 10,000 teachers in Messiah, yet you will not have many fathers. For I fathered you in Messiah Yahshua through the good news. Because of this, I urge you, be imitators of me. Because of this I sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved child, and faithful in our Master Yahweh. Who will remind you of my manner of life in Messiah, even as I teach everywhere in every congregation. As to my not coming to you now, some were puffed up. But if Master Yahweh wills, I will come to you shortly. And I will not know the word of those who have been puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not in word, but in power. What do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and a spirit of meekness? Chapter 5. Everywhere it is heard that fornication is among you, and such immorality which is not named among the heathen, so as for one to have his father's wife. And you are boasting, and have not rather mourned, that he that did this deed, might be removed from among you. For as being absent in body, but being present in spirit. I have already judged the one who has worked out this thing, as if I were present. In the name of our Master Yahshua Messiah, you being gathered together with my spirit also, with the power of our Master Yahshua Messiah, to deliver such a one to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Master Yahshua. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens all the lump? Then clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are unleavened. For our Passover is Messiah, who was sacrificed for our sake. Therefore let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and of evil, but with unleavened bread of purity and holiness. I wrote to you in an epistle not to associate with immoral persons, and not altogether with the fornicators of this world. Or with the covetous, or with extortionists, or with idolaters, since then you must go out of the world. But now I wrote to you not to associate intimately, if anyone is called a brother and is either immoral, or a covetous one, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortionist. With such a one do not even break bread to eat with. For what business is it to me to judge the ones outside the congregation? But you may make judgments on those inside the congregation. But Elohim will judge the ones outside. And you shall put out from yourselves those wicked persons. Chapter 6. Does any one of you having a matter against his brother dare to be judged before the unjust, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge small affairs? Do you not know that we shall judge cherubs? How much more then should we judge those who belong to this world? You have worldly affairs to be settled, and yet you have put men of bad reputation in the congregation on the judgment seat. I say this to you to make you feel ashamed. So, is there not a single wise one among you, who could settle a dispute between brother and brother? But brother goes to court with brother, and this before unbelievers. Indeed, then there is already a failure with you all, that you have lawsuits with yourselves. Why not instead be wronged? Why not instead be defrauded? But you do wrong, and defraud, and these things to brethren. Or do you not know that unjust ones will not inherit the kingdom of Elohim? Do not be led astray, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the corrupt, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous ones, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of Elohim. And some of you were these things, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Master Yahshua, and in the spirit of our Elohim. All things are lawful to me, but not all things profit. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be ruled by any. Foods for the belly, and the belly for foods, but Elohim will destroy both this and these. But the body is not for fornication, but for our master, and our master for the body. And as Elohim has raised up our master, so he will raise us up through his own power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Messiah? Then taking the members of Messiah, shall I make them members of a harlot? Let it not be. Or do you not know that he being joined to a harlot is one body? For he says, the two shall be into one flesh. But the one being joined to our master is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin which a man may do, is outside the body, but he doing fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a sanctuary of the Holy Spirit in you, which you have from Elohim, and you are not of yourselves? You were bought with a price, then glorify Elohim in your body, and in your spirit, which belong to Elohim. Chapter 7. Now concerning the things which you wrote to me, it is proper for a man not to have intimacy with his wife at times. Nevertheless, because of the danger of immorality, let every man hold to his own wife, and let every woman hold to her own husband. Let the husband give to his wife the love that he owes her, and likewise the wife also to the husband. The wife does not have authority of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife. Do not deprive one another, unless by agreement for a time, especially when you devote yourself to fasting and prayer. And then come together again, that Satan may not tempt you because of your physical passion. But I say this to weak persons, for it is not part of the Torah. For I desire all men to be as myself in purity. But each has his own gift from Elohim, one this way, and one that way. But I say to the unmarried men, and to the widows, it is good for them if they also remain as I am. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But I command the ones being married, not I, but our master, let not the wife be separated from her husband. But if indeed she is separated, remain unmarried, or be reconciled to the husband, and a husband not to desert his wife. But to the rest I say, not our master, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and she consents to live with him, let him not leave her. And a woman who has an unbelieving husband, and he consents to live with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified by the husband. Else then, your children are impure, but in such cases they are pure. But if the unbelieving one separates, let them be separated, the brother or the sister is not in bondage in such matters, but Elohim has called us in peace. For what do you know, wife, whether you will save the husband? Or what do you know, husband, whether you will save the wife? Only as Yahweh has divided to each as the master has called, so let him walk. So I command in the congregations. If a man was circumcised when he was called, let him not adhere to the party of uncircumcision. And if he was uncircumcised when he was called, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of Yahweh is everything. Let each one remain in the station of life in which he was called. Were you called as a slave? It does not matter to you. But if you are able to be free, rather use it. For the one called while a slave in our master is a freed man of our master. And likewise, the one called while a free man is a slave of Messiah. You were redeemed with a price, do not become slaves of men. My brethren, let every man in whatever station of life he was called, remain therein serving Elohim. But about virgins, I have no command from Elohim. But I give judgment, as having received favor by Elohim to be faithful. Then I think this to be good, because of the present necessity, that it is good for a man to remain this way. Have you been engaged to a wife? Do not seek to be released. Have you been released from a betrothal? Do not seek a wife. But if you also marry, you do not sin. And if the virgin marries, she does not sin. But such will have trouble in the flesh. But I am sparing you. But I say this, brethren, that the time has been cut short. Let the ones who have wives be as though they have none. And those weeping as not weeping. And those rejoicing as not rejoicing. And those buying as if they did not possess anything. And those who make use of this world as not abusing it, for the mode of this world is passing away. but I desire you to be without care. The unmarried one cares for the things of the master, how to please his master. But the one marrying cares for the things of the world, how to please the wife. The wife and the virgin are different. The unmarried one cares for the welfare of her master, that she be pure in both body and spirit. But the married one cares for the things of the world, how to please the husband. And I say this for your benefit, not that I put a snare or put a yoke on you. But I exhort you to be perfect before the master, and faithful without distraction. But if any man thinks he is shamed by the behavior of his virgin daughter if she is beyond her prime, and he has not given her in marriage and that he should give her, let him do what he desires. He does not sin, let her marry. But he who stands firm in heart, not having necessity, but has authority as to his own will, and has judged this in his heart, to keep his virgin daughter single, he does well. So that he that gives his virgin daughter in marriage does well, and he that does not give his virgin daughter in marriage does even better. A wife is bound by the Torah for as long a time as her husband lives. But if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whomever she desires, only in the master. But she is happier if she remains so, according to my judgment. And I think I also have the spirit of Elohim. Chapter 8. But concerning the sacrifices to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. But if anyone thinks to know anything, he still has known nothing as he ought to know. But if anyone loves Elohim, he has been known by him. Then concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other Elohim except one. For even if some are called gods, either in the heavens or on the earth, even as there are many gods, and many masters. But to us there is one El, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him. And one Master Yahweh, Yahshua Messiah, through whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with clear conscience eat that which is offered to idols as a sacrifice, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But food will not bring us closer to Elohim. For neither if we eat do we excel, nor if we do not eat are we lacking. But be careful lest this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you, the one having knowledge, sitting in an idol temple, will not the weak one's conscience be lifted up so as to eat things sacrificed to idols? So the weak brother will be lost, he for whom Messiah died on your indifference. And if you offend in this way against your brothers, and influence their weak conscience, you sin against Messiah. On account of this, if meat offends my brother, I will not at all eat flesh forever, so that I do not offend my brother. Chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen our Master Yahshua Messiah? Are you not my work in our Master? If I am not an apostle to others, yet I am indeed to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Master. My defense to those examining me is this. Have we not the right to eat and to drink? Have we not the right to travel with a believing wife, as do the rest of the apostles also, and Cephas, and our Master's brothers? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to quit working? Who serves as a soldier at his own wages at any time? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit? Or who shepherds a flock and does not eat of the milk of the flock? Do I speak these things according to man, or does not the Torah say these things also? For it has been written in the Torah of Moses, "You shall not muzzle an ox treading out grain." Is Elohim concerned only for the ox? No. It is known that he said it for our sakes. And it is written because of us, so that the one plowing ought to plow in hope, and the one threshing in hope to partake of fruit. If we have sowed spiritual things to you, is it a great thing if we shall reap of your fleshly things? If others have this authority over you, have we not the greater right? But we did not use this authority, but we endured all things, so that we might not give a hindrance to the good news of Messiah. Do you not know that those laboring about the holy things are maintained out of the sanctuary? Those ministering on the altar partake with the altar. So also the Master ordained those who preach his good news should live from his good news. But I have not used one of these privileges. And I do not write these things that it be so with me. For it is good to me rather to die than that anyone declare my empty pride. For if I proclaim the good news, no glory is to me, for necessity is laid on me, and it is woe to me if I do not proclaim the good news. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if unwillingly, I am entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That proclaiming the good news I may make the good news of Messiah free, so as not to abuse my authority in the good news. For being free of all, I have served all men, that I might gain the more. And I became as a Jew to the Jews, that I might gain Jews. To those following Torah as following Torah, that I might gain those following Torah. To those without the Torah as without instruction, not being without the Torah of Elohim, but under the instruction of Messiah, that I might gain those without the Torah. I became to the weak as weak, that I might gain the weak. To all I have become all things, that in any and every way every man might be saved. And I do this for the good news, that I might become a fellow partaker of it. Do you not know that those running in a stadium indeed all run, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man who battles in the contest frees his mind from everything else. And yet they run to win a crown that is perishable, but we, to win one that is everlasting. So I run accordingly, as not uncertainly. So I fight, as not beating air. But I conquer and subdue my body, so that, by no chance, when I have preached to others, I myself will be rejected. Chapter 10. And I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And all were baptized to Moses in the cloud, and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock following, and that rock was Messiah. Yet Elohim was not pleased with most of them, for they were scattered in the deserted place. But these things became examples for us, so that we may not be lusting after evil, even as those indeed lusted. Neither be idolaters, even as some of them, as it has been written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Nor should we commit fornication, as some of them fornicated, and 23,000 fell in one day. Neither let us tempt the Messiah, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. Neither should you murmur, as also some of them murmured, and perished by the hand of the destroyer. And all these things happened to those as examples, and it was written for our warning, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So that he that thinks he can stand, let him be careful that he not fall. No temptation has taken you except what is human. But Elohim is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested above what you are able. But with the trial, he will also make the way out, so that you may be able to bear it. On account of this, keep away from idolatry, my beloved. I speak as to prudent ones, you judge what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a partaking of the blood of Messiah? The bread which we break, is it not a partaking of the body of Messiah? For just as the loaf of bread is one, for we are all one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Look at Israel, whose observances is according to flesh. Are not those eating the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What then do I say, that an idol is anything, or that an idolatrous sacrifice is anything? No. But the things the pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, and not to Yahweh. But I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of our master and a cup of demons, you cannot partake of the table of our master and a table of demons. Or do we provoke our master to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful to me, but not all things profit. All things are lawful to me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek the things of himself, but each one that of his neighbor. Eat everything being sold in a marketplace, examining nothing because of conscience, for the earth belongs to Yahweh, and the fullness of it. And if any of the unbelievers invite you, and you desire to go, eat everything set before you, examining nothing because of conscience. But if anyone tells you, this is slain in sacrifice to idols, do not eat, because of that one pointing it out, and the conscience. But I say conscience, not that of himself, but that of the other. For why is my freedom judged by another's conscience? But if I partake by grace, why am I evil spoken of because of that for which I give thanks? Then whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all things to the glory of Elohim. be without offense both to Jews and Arameans, and to the congregation of Yahweh. Even as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own advantage, but the good of the many, that they may be saved. Chapter 11. Be imitators of me, as I am also of Messiah. But I praise you, brothers, that in all things you have remembered me, and even as I delivered them to you, you hold fast the doctrines. But I want you to know that Messiah is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and Yahweh is the head of Messiah. Every man praying or prophesying, having anything down over his head shames his head. And every woman praying or prophesying with the head uncovered dishonors her head, for it is the same as to her whose head is shaven. For if a woman does not fully cover her head, let her also cut off her hair. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn, or to be shaven, let her head be covered. For truly a man ought not to have the head covered, being the image and glory of Elohim. But woman is the glory of man. For man is not of the woman, but woman of man. For also man was not created for the sake of the woman, but woman for the sake of the man. Because of this, the woman ought to be modest and have her head fully covered as a sign of respect to the Malachim. However, man is not apart from woman, nor woman apart from man, in our Master. For as the woman is out of the man, so also the man through the woman, but all things are from Elohim. You judge among yourselves, is it fitting for a woman to pray to Elohim with an uncovered head? Or does not nature herself teach you that if a man indeed wears long hair, it is a disgrace to him? But if a woman wears her hair long, it is a glory to her, because the long hair has been given to her instead of a veil. But if anyone thinks to be contentious, we do not have such a custom, nor do the congregations of Yahweh. Now I give you these commands, not to praise you, because you have not made progress, but have gotten worse. First, I hear divisions to be among you when you come together in the congregation. And I believe it in some part. For also heresies need to be among you, so that the approved ones may become revealed among you. Then you coming together, you do not eat and drink as is appropriate on the day of our Master. For each one takes his own supper first in the eating, and one is hungry, and another drunken. For do you not have houses in which to eat and to drink? Or do you not respect the congregation of Yahweh, and shame those who have nothing? What do I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? I do not praise. For I received from the Master what I also delivered to you, that the Master Yahshua in the night in which he was betrayed took bread. And giving thanks, he broke and said, Take. Eat. This is my body which is broken on behalf of you, this do in remembrance of me. In the same way the cup also, after supping, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, each time you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. For each time that you may eat this bread, and drink this cup, you solemnly commemorate the death of our Master, until his coming. So that whoever should eat this bread, or drink the cup of Master Yahweh, unworthily, that one will be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Master Yahweh. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, and let him drink of the cup. For he eating and drinking unworthily eats and drinks to his condemnation, not discerning the body of Master Yahweh. For this reason many among you are sick and weak, and many sleep. For if we discerned ourselves, we would not be judged. But being judged, we are corrected by the Master, that we not be condemned with the world. So that, my brothers, coming together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, that you may not come together for condemnation. And the other things I will set in order whenever I come. Chapter 12. But concerning spiritual gifts, my brethren, I want to remind you that once you were pagans and without exception, you were led to dumb idols. Because of this I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of Elohim says, Yahshua is a curse. And no one is able to say Yahshua is Yahweh, except by the Holy Spirit. And there are diversity of gifts, but there is only one Spirit. And there are diversity of ministries, yet Yahweh is first. And there are diversity of powers, but the same Elohim is working all things in all. And to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit as a help to him. For through the Spirit is given to one a word of wisdom, and to another a word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. And to another, faith by the same Spirit. And to another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And to another, workings of powers. And to another, prophecy, and to another, discerning of spirits. And to another, different kinds of languages. And to another, interpretation of languages. But the one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing separately to each as He wills. Even as the body is one, and has many members, but all the members of the one body, being many, are one body, so also is Messiah. For also we all were baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Arameans. Whether slaves or free, even all were given to drink into one Spirit. For also the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, "Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body," on account of this, is it not of the body? And if the ear says, "Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body," on account of this, is it not of the body? If all the body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If all hearing, where would the smelling be? But now Elohim set the members, each one of them, in the body, even as it has pleased him. But if all was one member, where would the body be? But now, indeed, many are the members, but it is one body. And the eye is not able to say to the hand, "I have no need of you," or again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." But much rather the members of the body seeming to be weaker are necessary. And those of the body we think to be less honorable, to these we put more abundant honor around them. And our dishonored members we dress with greater care. But our valued parts have no need for attention. But Elohim tempered the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member having need. That there not be division in the body, but that the members might have the same care for one another. And if one member is in pain, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. And you are the body of Messiah, and members in your respective places. And Elohim placed some in the congregation. Firstly, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. Then works of power. Then gifts of healing, helps, leaders, and speakers of different languages. Are all apostles? All prophets? All teachers? All workers of power? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in different languages? Do all interpret? But if you are searching after the greater gifts, I will show you a more excellent way. Chapter 13. If I should speak in every language of men, and with cherubs, but I do not have love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophecies, and know all mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love in my heart, I am nothing. And if I give out all my possessions to the poor, and if I surrender my body so that I may boast, but I do not have love in my heart, I am not profited anything. Love has patience, is kind. Love is not envious. Love does not make a vain display of itself, and does not boast. It does not behave indecently, does not pursue its own things, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. Love quietly covers all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are prophecies, they will be caused to cease. If languages, they shall cease. If knowledge, it will be caused to cease. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, then that which is imperfect will come to an end. When I was an infant, I spoke as an infant, I thought as an infant, I reasoned as an infant. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a mirror in dimness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will fully know even as I also am fully known. And now faith, hope, and love. These three things remain, but the greatest of these is love. Chapter 14. Pursue love, and seek eagerly the spiritual things, but especially that you may prophesy. For the one speaking in an unknown language does not speak to men, but to Elohim, for no one understands, but in spirit he speaks mysteries. But the one prophesying to men speaks for building up, and encouragement, and comfort. the one speaking in a language builds himself up, but he prophesying builds up a congregation. And I wish all of you to speak in various languages, but I would even rather that you may speak under inspiration. For the one speaking under inspiration is greater than the one speaking in languages, unless he interpret, that the congregation may receive building up. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in various languages, what will I profit you? Except I speak to you either in revelation, or in knowledge, or in inspiration, or in teaching. Yet lifeless things giving a sound, whether flute or harp, if they do not give a distinction in the sound, how will it be known what is being piped or harped? For also if a shofar gives an uncertain sound, who will get himself ready for war? So also you, if you do not give a clear word through the language, how will the thing being said be known? For you will be speaking into air. So it may be many kinds of languages are in the world, and not one is without distinct meaning. If then, I do not know the power of the sound, I will be a foreigner to the one speaking, and he speaking to me, a foreigner. So also you, since you are zealots of spiritual things, seek to build up the congregation that you may abound. So then, the one speaking in a foreign language, let him pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a language, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What then is it? I will pray with the spirit, and I will also pray with the mind. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the mind. Else, if you bless in the spirit, the one occupying the place of the unlearned, how will he say the amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not know what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other is not built up. I thank my Elohim that I speak more foreign languages than all of you. But in a congregation I desire to speak five words with my mind, that I may also instruct others, than thousands of words in a foreign language. Brothers, do not be children in your minds, but in malice be like infants, and in your minds be mature. It has been written in the Torah, by other languages and by foreign lips I will speak to this people, and even so they will not hear me, says Yahweh. So that the gift of languages is not assigned to those believing, but to those not believing. But inspired teaching is not to those not believing, but to those believing. Then if the whole congregation comes together, and all speak in foreign languages, and uninstructed ones or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are fanatical? But if all are inspired speaking, and some unbeliever or one not instructed comes in, he is convicted by all, he is set right by all. And so the secrets of his heart become revealed, and so falling on his face, he will worship Yahweh, declaring that Elohim is truly among you. Therefore I say to you my brethren, when you come together, whoever among you has a psalm to sing, has a teaching, has a language, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be for building up. If one speaks in a foreign language, let it be by two or three at the most, and in turn, also let one interpret. And if there is no interpreter, let him be silent in the congregation, and let him speak to himself and to Elohim. And let the prophet speak, two or three in turn, and let the others discern. But if a revelation is revealed to another sitting by, let the first be silent. For you can all give inspired speaking one by one, that all may learn, and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. For Yahweh is not an Elohim of confusion, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the congregations, for they have no permission to teach, but to be in subjection, as also the Torah says. But if they desire to learn anything, let them question their husbands at home, for it is a shame for a woman to talk in a congregation. Or did the word of Elohim go out from you? Or did it reach only to you? If anyone thinks to be a prophet, or a spiritual one, let him recognize the things I write to you, that they are a commandment of our Master. But if any be ignorant, let him be ignorant. So then, brothers, seek eagerly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak in foreign languages. And let all things be done decently and with proper order. Chapter 15. But brothers, I reveal to you the good news which I preached to you, which you also received, in which you also stand. By which you also are being kept safe, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you in the first place what I also received, that Messiah died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. And that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. Then he appeared to over 500 brothers at once, of whom are still standing until now, but some also fell asleep. Then he was seen by Jacob, then by all the apostles. And last of all, he was also seen by me, ignorant and imperfectly trained as I was. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the congregation of Yahweh. But by the grace of Elohim I am what I am, and his grace which was toward me has not been without fruit, but I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of Elohim within me. Then whether they or I, so we preach, and so you believed. But if Messiah is proclaimed, that he was raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is not a resurrection of the dead? But if there is not a resurrection of the dead, neither has Messiah been raised. But if Messiah has not been raised, then our proclamation is worthless, and your faith is also worthless. And also we are found to be false witnesses of Elohim, because we witnessed as to Elohim that he raised Messiah, whom he did not raise, if the dead ones are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, Messiah has not been raised. But if Messiah has not been raised, your faith is foolish, you are still in your sins. And then those that fell asleep in Messiah have perished. If we only have hope in Messiah in this life, we are of all men most miserable. But now Messiah has been raised from the dead, he became the first fruit of those having fallen asleep. For since through man came death, also through a man is a resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Messiah all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Messiah, the first fruit. Afterward those of Messiah at his coming. Then is the end, when he delivers the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he makes to cease all rule and all authority and power. For it is right for him to reign until he puts all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For, he subjected all things under his feet, but when he says that all things have been subjected, it is plain that it accepts him who has subjected all things to him. But when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who has subjected all things to him, that Yahweh may be all things in all. Otherwise, what will they do, those being baptized for the dead? If the dead are not at all raised, why indeed are they baptized for the dead? And why do we continue to stand in danger every hour? I affirm by your pride, which I have in Messiah Yahshua our Master, I die daily. If, after the manner of men, I was thrown to wild beasts in Ephesus, what is the profit to me if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be led astray, bad companionships ruin good habits. Awake your hearts to righteousness, and do not sin, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what body do they come? Foolish one! What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow the body that is going to be, but a bare grain, it may be of wheat or barley, or of some other seed. And Elohim gives it a body according as he willed, and to each of the seeds its own natural body. Not every flesh is the same flesh, but there is one flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, and another of fish, and another of birds. And there are heavenly bodies, and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is truly different, and that of the earthly different. One glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So also the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So also it has been written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But not the spiritual first, but the natural, afterward the spiritual. The first man was out of earth, earthy. The second man was the Master Yahweh out of heaven. As is the earthy man, such also are the earthy ones. And such as is the heavenly man, such also are the heavenly ones. And as we bore the image of the earthy man, we shall also bear the likeness of the heavenly one. And I say this, brothers, that flesh and blood is not able to inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I speak a mystery to you. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the blinking of an eye, at the last trumpet. For a trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then will take place the word that has been written, death was swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? Hades, where is your victory? Now the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the Torah. But thanks be to Elohim who gives us the victory through our Master Yahshua Messiah. So that, my beloved brothers, you be firm, immovable, abounding in the work of Yahweh always, knowing that your labor is not without fruit in the Master Yahweh. Chapter 16. And about the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the congregations of Galatia, so you do also. After the first of the Sabbaths, let each of you put aside and keep in his house whatever he can afford, that there not be collections then, when I come. And when I arrive, whomever you select I will send through these epistles, to carry your grace to Jerusalem. And if it is suitable for me to go also, they shall go with me. But I will come to you when I go through Macedonia. For I am going through Macedonia. And possibly I will stay with you, or even spend the winter, that you may set me forward wherever I may go. For I am not inclined to see you now in passage, but I am hoping to remain some time with you, if our master permits. But I will remain in Ephesus until Shavuot. For a door opened to me, with many opportunities, and many are opposing. But if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without fear, for he does the work of our Master Yahweh, even as I do. Then do not let any despise him, but set him forward in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brothers. And concerning the brother Apollos, I much urged him that he come to you with the brothers, but it was not altogether his will that he come now. But he will come when he has opportunity. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be valiant. Be strong. Let all your things be in love. But I exhort you, brothers. You know the house of Stephanas, they were the first believers of Achaia, and they devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. See that you also may submit to such ones, and to everyone working and laboring with me. And I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas, and of Fortunatus and Achaicus, because these supplied your lack. For they refreshed my spirit and yours. So then recognize such ones. The congregations of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you much in our Master, with the congregation in their house. The brothers all greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The greeting with my hand, Paul. If anyone does not love the Master Yahshua Messiah, let him be accursed. Maranatha. The Master comes. The grace of the Master Yahshua Messiah be with you. My love be with all of you in Messiah Yahshua. Amen.